Welcome to RV Hour, powered by Giant Recreation World. An honest talk about the RV lifestyle, travel, costs, tips, and everything you need to know. Each week, we'll bring you the best and most helpful info, travel hacks, and answer your camping questions. Now, here's your host, Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
Welcome to the RV Hour. I'm Larry McNamara.
Wayne Adams.
And we represent Giant Recreation World with three locations in Central Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would say any one of our three locations are fun and interesting places.
Yes, I would agree
Wouldn't
with you on
agree
that.
With that?
Yeah, super showrooms, convenient to get to.
Yeah, nice. Ormond Beach, Palm Bay, and Winter Garden, all Central Florida, a beautiful little triangle.
It's right.
All within like an hour from each other, so very convenient.
They are very convenient.
This is episode 53.
Here we go.
It's almost as old as I am, see? It's getting there. I think it might be younger than you, sir, but hey.
A little bit.
You know,
not far off. Not far off at all.
You could catch it, possibly. However, we do this every week, so I don't see how it's...
No, we're going to take off past. Yeah.
So, content today. We're going to talk about some fun and interesting places to visit in Florida.
Yeah, keeping it local.
Last week we talked about where to go in the winter.
Yeah, traveling north.
Well, right now it's 70 degrees, probably going to be 80 degrees tomorrow and Friday. So why not talk about where to go in Florida where you don't have to wear parkas and snow boots?
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Yeah, man.
And everybody's moving here.
It is.
I know Sean Hannity moved here.
Get out of
here. He got out of New York.
There it is. Now they're coming. They're all headed south.
There you go.
It's warmer. It's nicer.
Trump knows stuff.
He does. Yes, he's got things. All right. Take us away. What do we got here?
So on this list of interesting places to visit in the state of wonderful state of Florida, the free state of Florida, as DeSantis keeps telling us.
Oh, that's right.
We have Coral Castle.
The Coral Castle.
That is on the South Dixie Highway in Homestead, Florida.
Down in Miami.
Down there south, yes. Down there south. And it's described as being the mysteries of Coral Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Remarkable limestone.
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 Lime. Limestone. Lime.
Doesn't limestone sound cooler? I mean, it's like we could possibly travel in time.
Hey, what? Ooh, do you have your time stone? I do, right here. Let's travel.
Yeah. It has remarkable limestone structures by Edward Leedskalden. Leedskalden.
That's pretty good. Not sure.
Is that right?
I like it.
All right. We don't know if it's right.
We don't know.
But yeah. The castle's construction is shrouded in mystery because visitors can marvel at the intricately carved stone and ponder the engineered secrets behind this enigmatic masterpiece. Obviously, I'm reading that because that's way eyebrow for me. Have you ever been here yourself?
I have.
What was your first impression of seeing?
Honestly, you were surprised it's where it is. So at one time it was in the middle of nowhere. Now it's just right off of Dixie.
Right.
It's a little something. There's something about that. But when you get in, very impressive to see that one man put that much effort into building a castle. Now, the thing is, a little history on, he did it for a woman that he was in love with.
Oh, anything for the girl.
By the time he finished the castle, she married somebody else.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, hey, I'm done. Come check it out. She's like, nope, already married.
Probably took him a little too long.
Took a little long. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Wow, what a story.
And they say it's got like he lifted it with his mind. The bricks are so big. How could he have moved it? He must have done it.
Oh, he's probably an alien.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
You know what else it makes me think of?
What?
You know, you said how it's just like, boom, there it is.
What's that?
When I went to England, me and my wife, for our 32nd wedding anniversary trip.
Oh, nice.
We went and saw Stonehenge, and that was the same thing.
Oh,
like, there it is, side of the road, Stonehenge.
That's what I mean. It's kind of like that. It's one of those.
All right, so make sure everybody puts that on there. Got to go see it.
Yeah, you
got to
go see it, though. It is.
Coral
Very
Castle.
Cool. Very cool.
And then when you're down there, you might as well go to the Keys and stuff. You know,
yeah.
Libations and fellowship. Christian fellowship.
One of the spots to check out is a Key West graveyard, but I didn't think it'd really make a list. Not a very uplifting spot to go visit with the family.
We want fun, interesting places.
It's a fun spot.
Take the next one, because, again, I'm not too versed at it. I know of it.
So a couple of spots. So I'm a born and raised Floridian. I lived in New York for a little while, but came back south here.
New York.
So I've been to a couple of these spots here. Now, Casadega. Now, that's a very, very cool, interesting place. So now it's known as the psychic capital of the world. It's a spiritualist community. You can visit mediums, attend psychic readings, and explore the serene environment. But it's a very unique destination for those seeking spiritual experiences and metaphysical insights.
Would you consider it circus folk?
No, that's what I mean. You would think when you get there it's going to be, but it's a very, they take it very serious.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves?
That's right. Wait till the sun goes down.
I'm sorry, I was living my inner Cher.
But this know. Too, this is another one. You get there and it's kind of like, okay, well, all right. I was expecting the gypsy to jump out at me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, they have crystal balls, right?
They do, a lot. Yep.
They have tarot cards. See, all this weird stuff. It's all worth a visit to get a reading, you know?
You do. You come out, you get you a crystal. It's fun.
There you go. Yeah. I might have to go this weekend.
Get you a dream catcher.
Dream catcher galore. Yeah. As long as they're handmade.
Check it out. Weird spots, man. Come on.
So next on our major listing of interesting places to visit in the free state of Florida, we have the Bubble Room.
Now, I've never been to the Bubble Room.
I don't know, me either, but it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I feel like
it's 15001 Captiva Drive in Captiva, Florida. It's you basically feel like you're stepping into the time capsule of the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, man.
You know, memorabilia, the Bubble Room.
Reminds me
of the big band era, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, so it's eclectic restaurant, is known for vibrant decor, delicious food, and a quirky collection of vintage toys.
That's cool.
I wonder what kind of toys they're talking.
Now, I've seen some of these, like the ice cream shops. They'll do that. They put all the old school stuff all over the walls, and then there's just things everywhere.
Love it.
I think that's more what it is, yeah.
It's a delightful experience for both the young and the young at heart.
Yeah, man.
But we could all get some of that. It sounds like good, wholesome fun.
Oh, yeah. I would agree. I really agree.
Back then, everybody was nice to each other, it seemed like.
Yeah. Made wholesome food, wholesome people.
You know, you respected your elders back in the day, right?
Yeah, that was a big deal.
We didn't have video games where they train you to kill everything and everybody you see.
And just be angry all the
time. Don't be angry
all the time.
It's unbelievable.
All right, I got this next one. You ready for this?
I'm here.
The Skunk Ape Research Headquarters.
Huh. I don't know that I want to go see a skunk ape.
So this is on Tamiami Trail in Ochepee, Florida. So now what it is, you adventure into the world of cryptozoology at the Skunk Ape Research Headquarters.
Huh.
You learn about the legendary skunk ape. So what it is, it's Florida's version of Bigfoot.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wonder why they call him a skunk ape.
Maybe just because he's stinky.
I wonder if he's stinky. Doesn't it make you think he might be stinky?
You little swamp thing.
Or is he black and white?
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, might have a streak down his back, you know, one of those.
I'm at an explore exhibits dedicated to this elusive creature.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like the Cooper Labre or?
Yeah, the Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like that?
It's kind of like that, yeah. Gives you something fun to do.
Scary.
Check out.
Yep. Kind of scary.
Get you a keychain.
Skunk ape sounds Floridian.
It does. Definitely a skunk ape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking around past.
Well, I'm going to take the next one.
Go ahead. What you got?
I suggest you go down to Spook Hill.
Oh.
It's on North Wales Drive in Lake Wales.
Yeah.
So you can experience mysterious gravitational anomaly of Spook Hills. I would imagine maybe your compass might not work right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what did it? I'm gonna jump in on it.
All right.
So you park. So I think it's near Bach Tower. I went as a kid. I think it's near Lake Wales, obviously.
Yeah.
But you park. There's a white line, and you park at the white line, and you put your car in neutral, and it will roll backwards uphill. That's what it does.
It says it appears to roll uphill. So what kind of witchcraft have they got enabled?
That's what it is. So I think it's actually downhill, but it looks uphill.
Well,
that makes
it says it's a fascinating optical illusion that has intrigued visitors for decades.
Decades.
You know, another little story. Well, me and my wife were a gal of Atney one time. At one of these events in Vegas, we went and saw the Hoover Dam.
Oh, okay.
So we were walking across the Hoover Dam, just in awe-inspired. And we heard somebody say, hey, pour some water over the side. It floats. We didn't believe them, so guess what we did? Poured some water over the side, and boom, the water was just sitting there floating.
Oh, wow.
That was unbelievable.
That's pretty
and
cool.
It blew all over us, and they laughed and laughed. But, yeah, you can't pour the water down because the wind pushes it back up
at you. Oh, man.
I imagine it's one of those phenomena.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, how about Spongiorama? It sounds pretty cool. It's on 510. Dodkanese Boulevard in Tarpon Springs.
Tarpon Springs. Yeah. We like it out there.
I like the fact that all these are in Florida, too.
Yeah, it keeps it local, you know.
But,
keeps it fun.
If you visit this, you can immerse yourself in the world of natural sea sponges at Spongiorama. Discover the history of the sponge industry, shop for unique sponge products, and take a sponge diving boat tour for an educational and entertaining experience.
That's pretty neat.
I wonder if you can get libations and such.
I'm sure.
While you're out there sponging. That's what we Floridians call it.
Called sponging.
You're sponging. Unlike noodling, it's sponging.
Sponging. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out there sponging it up.
Oh, this sounds like you all over.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, so this is my next destination. I'd like to check this place out. So the Florida Caverns State Park. So this is on, of course, Caverns Road in Mariana, Florida, which is up in the Panhandle-ish area. So what it is you experience the wonder of the limestone cave system as tour guides take you on a journey through time to see formations that have grown slowly over hundreds of years.
Thousands of years.
Thousands of years.
That's a big difference.
That is a big difference. Takes a long time for these things. So it moves at a leisurely pace through the dozen cave rooms where visitors learn about the cave's history.
That's cool.
That is cool.
I love stuff like that.
I do too.
I love to learn.
Yeah, man. It's fun.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple up in Tennessee, things of that nature, but this one's going to be, I'd like to see the guy. They supposedly installed a new LED system that goes with the music.
At this place?
Yeah, at the cave place. Yeah, that's what they're.
Very nice.
Yeah, it should be fun.
If they tell you about early uses and, interesting geological formations, such as stalagmites, columns, and flowstone.
Nice job.
Hey, does anybody really know what limestone is in Florida?
What is it?
It's those kind of earthen colored, you know, kind of tan rocks that look like they're made of thousands of bits of seashells.
Stuff
all pressed together.
Yep.
And you many times you see them with holes in them and all that. You know what those holes are caused by?
What's that?
A water hose.
If
you take a water hose with pressure and just shove it on a limestone, it'll bore its way through and
push all the way
just
through.
Like that.
Dang.
Yeah. So
pretty interesting.
Well, they do that for to make it more decorative.
Oh, that's fun.
Some people put plants in them. You know, ferns and such that hang out of the limestone. It looks really cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Or those elk, those moose horns. Have you ever seen those plants?
No.
They look like antlers.
Oh, really? When they just grow out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. We've got a lady with air plants in our neighborhood. The big ones hanging in the tree.
Yes, sir.
That's something special, too.
That's very, very.
Yeah, man.
All right.
So, back at it.
Florida Caverns State Park.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that is pretty fun.
How about Whimsyland?
Whimsyland.
I'm sure it's whimsical.
You should go there on a whim.
Put a book. Hours of entertainment going on right here. So it's on 1203 Bayshore Boulevard in Safety Harbor, Florida.
Safety Harbor.
I don't know where that is.
It sounds safe. It's
probably in the Panhandle area, too. So it doesn't sound close to me.
No, there. So a lot of these, they went West Coast, Panhandle, and then there's a couple up near the Daytona, but I think that's next.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's all right.
We
can always put it in our GPS.
Yeah, very close.
That's RV friendly. That'll take you the way that will not get your roof bashed off by low bridges or overhanging tree limbs.
That's right. But if it does, you come check out our service department anytime.
We are certified by almost all insurance companies, meaning they recommend us. Why? Because we guarantee our work for life.
Bam. That's a big deal. That really is.
But hey, you know, onward and upward, talking about whimsy land.
Let's take us to whimsy land.
You know, I would imagine you're going to step into a whimsical wonderland.
At Whimsyland.
At Whimsyland. See, that was good, right?
That was.
It's basically an art environment filled with colorful sculptures and mosaics, you know. That's a tile work. That's tile work.
Yeah, it's tile work.
Yeah. So it's created by artists Todd Rehnquist and...
Kira Linda.
It's vibrant spaces, a feast for the eyes.
That is fun.
You know, so again, you having an artist kind of a background.
Oh, yeah, I'd to be into this.
You would be really into that.
Whimsyland.
I really love mosaics.
Yeah.
I really love mosaics that are ancient.
Oh, yeah, like, those old Roman
ones. They look very, very cool.
I'm with you. It's just you could see that time, craftsmanship put into it.
Well, see, you would know that. Why? Because you are also a mason.
It's the artiste.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, of course.
He's a mason, folks. Yeah. So he knows how to do that wood, that stone work.
That's right.
To some degree.
Yes, sir. I do a little woodwork, little cement work.
Well, but what have you done in your house or RV?
Lots.
Okay, then.
So custom things in the house. We've done back patio setting. Okay.
Wow.
We're working on the bathroom. The bathrooms are a little ridiculous. But yeah, lots around the house.
Well, I'm going to say...
Hands on.
One thing that we need to post on this segment of our website...
Yes, sir.
On this podcast, number 53, is, of course, the names of these and their addresses and things.
Oh, yeah.
People can
let
their fingers through the walking. But they would love to see a couple of your original creation.
Oh, I like that.
You know? So with that being said, we're coming up on a break. We'll be right back for episode number 53... Second part.
Attention RV campers. Get an incredible deal on an RV now. Giant Recreation World's RV open house is now through February 4th. No payments for 90 days and no money down. Find the special red tags on select RVs for deep discounts. Motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and golf carts too. The Giant Recreation World RV open house is happening now. Have a trade? Get top dollar. Shop now at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever.
That was such a good message that you produced and put on our podcast.
Because the show's coming.
Hey, for you that are listening to this on Sunday.
That's right.
On the Florida Man Radio Network.
Bum, bum, bum.
You know, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
You know, I don't know how to make it interactive. Because these are pre-taped.
Yeah. Now. So in the now that you mention that, you ready for this? We might try to go into a YouTube
live. See, that would be good.
We're gonna test that first, make sure we can handle that sort of thing. But I think that we do it live. You know, like we're here, we do it live.
So where are we going Friday?
Oh, Podfest.
We're going to a Podfest convention
about podcasts.
So we're gonna learn about this kind of stuff, so we can do it better and offer more options for you, fine folks.
Bring you a better experience.
It's all about the experience. You know what else it's all about? Giant Recreation World,
boom, boom, boom.
RV locations in Ormond Beach, Winter Garden, and Palm Bay.
Yeah,
these are not just any locations.
No,
they're huge.
Store.
I'm not saying it's huge because that is copyrighted by somebody in town.
What? I mean, we could say it's giant.
Giant. That makes a lot of sense. So, you know what we were talking about?
Crack me up.
Well, first I wanted to say congratulations, you know, to former President Trump.
Yeah.
He's won two of the last.
Oh, that he has. Yes.
By big numbers. Matter of fact, they're saying that he's not an incumbent president or whatever. So it's the first time anybody has won. By the amounts that he is winning.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, Nikki Haley is still hanging in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, my opinion is we all need to just rally behind somebody because we don't know what those D's are going to do.
Yeah. Do you know what I talked about the other night, too?
I'm listening.
We're going to go real fast. Do you know we don't hear from the generals anymore? So I watched an old 1933 movie.
Oh, they were good.
And they would come out like, General, Dillinger is here. And he would speak and everybody had all this. We don't really get those guys. I'd like to see some of those guys.
What is it? They're all wearing dresses and stuff. I'm kidding.
But yeah, it'd be nice. All right.
All right, so
we'll stay.
We were talking about interesting places to visit in the free state of Florida.
Yes, sir.
Keeping it local because it's so beautiful that we need to go do stuff, when we have an opportunity.
It has been nice.
Always in these areas are campgrounds, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a really good place to schedule a weekend and make this your Saturday excursion.
Yeah.
So
this next one, too, that we got on here.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a destination of mine soon, too. It seems like a cool spot.
Well, then you take it.
All right, here we go. Devil's Den Underground Grotto.
Oh, I love the grotto.
So this is 5390 Northeast 180th Ave, which we'll put all the addresses of all these cool places in our descriptions and that so you can find that. This is in Williston, Florida.
I know where Williston is.
Oh, do you?
It's out there by Gainesville.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So this what you experience is a unique underground spring inside of a prehistoric cave, and that's what's called Devil's Den.
Very cool.
Yeah, man. They say the water is really cold, but you can snorkel or dive in the crystal clear waters surrounded by ancient rock formations for a surreal, serene adventure.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
so if it's crystal clear and stuff, it's got to be spring fed.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I wonder what the temperature of the water is. See, these are all questions that I'm challenging you folks, my listeners, to go and educate yourself.
That's
and then you can educate me because, hey, I want to talk. I don't want to read.
Yeah, man. No.
Yeah.
All in.
So that sounds like a great place.
Yeah, man.
Another me and my wife excursion.
What you got?
In Hawaii, we went to Hawaii. And we were on the garden island of Kauai.
Ooh.
And they had what they called the Fern Grotto.
Oh, okay.
So that was a cave that you went in that was all ferned and all this beautiful. And it's one of the most common places for people to go and get married.
Oh, very nice.
So there you go. That was pretty exciting.
Fern Grotto.
Fern
Grotto. Nice.
Now, knowing that we have one in Florida, I'm definitely going to be going.
Yeah, we got to check it out. Devil's Den.
Yeah. So how about Chantilly Ridge Alpaca Farm?
Chantilly.
I love the alpacas.
Yeah, man.
On 4600 State Road 421. In Port Orange, that's the wonderful Volusia County.
Oh, yeah.
Where one of our locations is in Ormond Peak.
That's right.
So you can go to the alpaca farm and meet these charming and fluffy alpacas. Now, don't make them angry.
No.
You know what alpacas do?
They'll spit
right in your face.
Horrible.
So you have to, be forewarned.
Uh-huh.
You take a guided tour and you learn about how people alpaca farm. About their wool. That's why they do farm them.
That's right.
And enjoy some really delightful interactions with those gentle creatures.
Yeah, man.
They always have that little cool smirk on their face.
Yeah, they're always.
Alpacas are cool. Sometimes I like a little bushy bushy hairdo on top, and that's natural.
And when they're little, too, little baby alpacas, they're pretty cute. Pretty cute. We went to a petting zoo with the kids, and they all come up and eat out of the buckets and everything. They're fun. They get mad, too.
Driving around our winter garden location here, I've seen in Ocoee, which is the neighboring town.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen bison.
Oh, wow.
And alpaca.
All right.
Grazing in fields. I'm like, wow.
That's pretty interesting.
Buffaloes and alpacas.
Where the buffalo roam.
But
Oakland here, next to winter garden. They've got ostriches and all that. They used to have the zebras. No more zebras, though.
That's a shame. Hey, take the next one.
All right, so
we're on a roll. Either.
So this one too. This one cracked me up when I found it.
Huh.
All right, so it's called Dwarf Cypress Forest at Tate's Hell State Forest.
You're not allowed to say dwarf anyway. You have to say little people.
It's the tree name.
Just saying. All right.
All right. So what it is you can explore the enchanting Dwarf Cypress Forest within Tate's Hell State Forest. This unique ecosystem features stunted cypress trees, creating a magical and otherworldly atmosphere. You hike through the trails and immerse yourself in the beauty of this natural wonder.
So being that they're stunted, stunted cypress trees.
Stunted.
Did Evel Knievel jump them back?
Oh, nice.
Also, so, you know where this place is, don't you? It's in Apalachicola.
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 Do you know where that is?
The Tate Hill State Forest.
Is that like Panhandle area, dude?
It sounds like it's got to be.
Yeah, I think it's up there. Yeah. So what I wanted to tell you, too, the funny thing about this is the guy, Tate, it was on his land. It's like Tate Caleb. So Tate Caleb was looking for a panther that was killing all of his livestock. Goes on a hunt for 7 days, trucking through the forest and the swamp areas and this and that. Makes it to a clearing where these little stunted trees are and yells out, "I am Tate Caleb and I just came from hell."
Yo, that's fantastic.
And that's why they named it Tate's Hell.
You know why he thinks he went come from hell, by the way, don't you?
Why is that?
Is if anyone has traversed through the natural flora and fauna of Florida, especially during the summer.
Oh, my God.
It is a briar patch rich, palm meadow infested mosquito, snakes, all kinds of. You can certainly do that. And as a young lad, I must say, you know, traversing through this terrain.
Oh, yeah.
Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly can relate.
Yeah. Horrible stuff, right?
Well, but, you know.
Slicing of the palmetto.
It certainly will. But it will, you know, it happened to you once, and you guess what? You won't do it again.
Yeah. Wear gloves the next time. Yeah, man.
So you can also go visit the Mulberry Phosphate Museum. That is, of course, in Mulberry Farm.
One
Southeast 1st Street. Basically, you can discover the history of the phosphate industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at the Mulberry Phosphate Museum.
Yep. So, Florida was a huge mining for phosphate.
Right.
Place. Who knew?
I didn't know.
I didn't know.
But, you know, you can learn about
now you know.
Basically the mining of phosphate and an essential component in fertilizer. I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
And its impact on the local community. So, the museum showcases artifacts, exhibits, and educational displays.
Oh, that's fun.
Being that it's part of the fertilizer / manure. I wonder if they have scratch and sniffs there, you know.
Scratch it. Test it out.
I'm telling you, that phosphate, boy, it smells real good.
It's stank. So is this northern phosphate or southern phosphate?
All of these places have got to have some really local mom and pop shops restaurants and one-ofs, because many of these are very small.
Well, a lot of it, when I was doing the research here, a lot of it has RV places around.
Oh, they do.
But it's a 6-hour episode going through all the stuff.
We don't need to do more that. And we have had episodes to tell you how to investigate an area for RV-friendly zones.
That's right. So that's why we went this route, get more of this stuff going.
What? Right. How about you take it?
Okay, so the Monument of State. So this is a symbol of unity and patriotism. So
we all need that right now.
We do need a little.
Everybody feels a little bit separated.
Yeah, I would agree. It's always, even around election time, it just does that for some reason.
They do it on purpose.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they want to set each other's throat.
Which it just goes to show how much influence that has on the people.
That's a fact. Sense.
So be careful out there. Don't let
them
get
you. Be careful what you say.
That's right.
You know, I try to do that every day. I can't say I'm not guilty of slipping now and again, but...
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, but this place that you're talking about, Monument of States, is in Kissimmee.
Right.
It's on 300 East Monument Avenue.
Yeah. So, built during World War II.
Okay.
The monument was constructed from stones contributed by people from around the world.
Huh.
So, each stone represents a state or a community reflecting the state of solidarity during challenging times. So the gentleman supposedly wrote Franklin D. Roosevelt, and he got him different rocks from different states, like the stones.
It also says country. So they also have rocks from different countries.
Yeah. Oh, well. And it made like a huge tower that has just all the different stuff from different stones from different areas.
Well, that's inspiring.
Bring us all together. Yeah. He supposedly did it after Pearl Harbor.
I see.
Yeah, when Pearl Harbor happened, that's when he got...
Events like that do bring a nation together.
Yep.
However, tragedies, it needs to come from something great.
Not a tragedy.
Tragedy.
Yeah. Can you guys work on that?
Maybe when Trump wins the presidency.
Bop, bop.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Hey, I think that was all.
That was all of them.
All you had.
Yes,
there.
Sir.
You know, so other inspirational places like that, of course, Mount Rushmore.
That's Mount Rushmore is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. And that state is, I mean, I did do a really big RV trip there.
Yeah.
With me and a bunch of old men.
Okay.
You know? We were on our way to Sturgis.
Hey.
And we stayed on top of Black Mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was freezing up there. But we're pulling up there with a Super C, you know.
Okay.
Because we were pulling a trailer with four bikes in it.
Oh, wow.
And we went motorcycle riding all over.
Oh, that's fun.
And I got to tell you, South Dakota is almost like you're looking at what looks like the face of the moon in the Badlands.
Okay.
Then you go through the Needle Mountains, which are nice. Rocks that are looks like needles sticking in the ground.
Oh, wow.
Then you, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
We played cards at where Wild Bill Hickok was supposedly shot.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You know? So that was in Deadwood.
Wild Bill.
That was
in Deadwood.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's fun. That's cool.
And then as far as you can see, just flat lands. There's another, you know.
Yeah, man.
So it was just unbelievable.
That is. It's interesting to see how that country.
It was a great place to ride the motorcycles, though, because every hour of riding, you were in a whole different territory.
Oh, that's fun. That's
we
cool.
did. Yeah, we did spend time at Mount Rushmore, and it was very interesting. It's unbelievable when you the closer you get, how deep like the holes in the eyes to make them look like are, and how they built it. You can still see all the rock that they blasted.
Oh, wow, man!
Laying at the bottom, they never cleaned it.
You know? Oh, that's cool, man. That's something to see.
And then you go to Geronimo or whatever the
oh yeah
Indian
the pointing,
and they'll never be able to finish that. It's supposed to be an Indian pointing, sitting on a horse.
Okay.
And you can see it started, but the rock had flaws in it. So if they
kept going.
It would just crumble.
Oh, wow. Man. That's cool. That's pretty interesting, though.
Yeah, we're talking about things similar to that state here in Florida that it's close to visit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there's umpteen other ones. You know?
That there is.
Just like I said. So if you have any inside knowledge...
Yep.
Make sure you let us know.
Yeah, man. Come on. Send us an email. DAdams@grwrv.com.
Yep. Larry.
Go ahead.
Larry@grwrv.com.
Yeah. Come check it out, man.
Yeah. So.
So, other things that I had found, too, was you could rent a houseboat on the Suwannee River.
Very nice. They have
campgrounds all up and down that, and then you rent a houseboat. So it's like you camp out, take your boat up the Suwannee River. They got restaurants, all that fun stuff.
Oh, it's a fun time. That's a bayou country.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bayou in Florida.
It's very swampy over there.
Yeah. Some of those houseboats have, like, built-on slides that you slide off the roof into the water. I mean, what a good time. How would I know that? I don't know. I just know.
Just know. Let's see. Some other spots, too, with the Weeki Wachee. A lot of everybody should know about the Weeki Wachee. If you're in Florida, you should know about the Weeki Wachee. Mm-hmm. So that's where mermaids swim down into a very clear, open area, and you can watch them swim and dance around underwater.
They hold their breath forever. Seems like. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good.
And zoos. There's all kinds of zoos that I recommend highly visiting. Aquariums.
The aquariums, Miami Sea Aquarium.
All of those kind of things.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you know, and then our, you know, Florida being like go to St. Augustine.
Oh, yeah. You got the forts, all the churches out there.
Yeah. St. George's Street. Walk up and down there and see the most unique little shops you ever saw in your life.
Yeah. That's
I love
fun.
The pirate shop where you can pirate stuff.
Everybody loves the pirate shop.
Fantastic.
That is a fun place. Yeah, man.
I kind of would like to go there with a metal detector and kind of see if I can find some old ancient relics.
You ain't kidding. That would be fun.
You know?
Right? I'd find like a musket ball or something.
Sky's the limit. Yeah, musket ball. Heck, I want a cannonball. You know? I see cannons all over the place there in St. Augustine.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be cannonball.
Got to be a cannonball.
And if you're out from the sea looking at the walls of these moats and all the fortresses, you can see cannons
in there.
So there's got to be a cannonball in there somewhere.
You'll find this cannonball.
So, hey, we'll be right back after this short message.
Need a golf cart? Check out Advance EV at Giant Specialty Vehicles, part of Giant Recreation World. More than golf carts, the hottest electric neighborhood vehicle. Fastest in the industry. Top speed to 25 miles an hour. Four-wheel disc brake, seatbelts, full-color digital display, speedometer, charge meter, and more. Plus, all Advance carts have higher impact class windshields and upgraded seats with matching body color stitching. New inventory, colors, and styles at GSV at Giant Recreation World in Winter Garden. Or online, giantrecreationworld.com.
Well, you know what? Another fine job on your commercial that you produced.
Well, thank you, sir.
Ran there. It makes me want to go to Giant Recreation World with three locations. Giant Recreation World in Ormond Beach, in Palm Bay, and in Winter Garden.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? We have a big event on the horizon.
Here we go.
Where are we going? What's going on?
It's the RV open house.
Yeah. See, we're opening our house.
Come on in.
You know. It's the February 1st through the 4th.
Yes, sir. And it's going to be the Red Tag Sales event.
Well, we are, you know, sneakily putting little red tags all over the inventories at all locations. Not all of the inventory, though. Uh-huh. These are the ones that Bartow, who is our sales director.
Yes, sir.
Is focused on. These prices will not be able to be beaten very easily. And if they are, that means there's somebody going to add you all kinds of hidden fees and all that. Do you want tires with that, sir? Because that's got to be extra.
I was just going to say, I might be missing tires.
It's unbelievable what some of these, you know, scumbag dealers of the world.
That's right. Keep an eye out there, man. They'll get you guys.
And
careful.
Some of them that pretend that they're not scumbags are really scumbags.
Really?
Yeah.
On the backside, they'll get you.
$10,000 worth of miscellaneous
fees.
That's not.
It's crazy. When you go to close, they just get you.
If that happens to you, folks, stand up. Tell them you're going to the restroom, run as fast as you can to your car, and get the heck out of there.
Yep.
They are taking advantage of you. And then what do? Call Giant Recreation World. Email Giant Recreation World, any one of our locations.
That's right.
Say, this is what's happening. What is y'all? We have a $8.99 fee.
That's right.
And that's it.
That's it.
And it's hard printed on the purchase agreement.
That's right.
So that means it cannot be removed.
You can see everything that it includes.
Yeah.
Compare that to the other guys.
Yeah.
$9,000 less.
No, they're not added.
And added.
It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
Everybody nowadays seems to have a dealer fee.
Yep.
And that's why, because they charge us, the government charges us things for battery disposal and tire disposal and whatever they can get out of us. These are those stupid fees. Instead of listing them individually and marking them all up and all that, it's one fee. In Florida, we do our own tag work for you customers.
That's right.
We have to do that, and we don't charge you. We charge what the state charges for the title work. We don't mark it up at all, and some dealers do.
Yeah.
We don't have a separate prep fee or a separate wash fleet fee or detail fee or any of those kind of stuff. It's just all inclusive in that one dealer fee.
That's right. It'll get out of hand really fast.
Absolutely. So.
All right, so what do we got?
Bartow's Corner.
Bartow's Corner. So if you're a first-time listener, what is Bartow's Corner?
Bartow, our sales director, handpicks these particular units to feature on this show.
Bum, bum, bum.
That he feels very confident that once you do look it up and you do let your fingers do the walking and do some e-shopping, you'll find out, wow, these are real good deals.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that it comes with all of the benefits to purchasing from Giant Recreation World.
I think that's the biggest.
Is no charge to you.
Boom.
You know, the Priority RV Service Network membership. Buy any RV from Giant Recreation World and you're automatically a member of that. And that means if you have a problem out and about in another state somewhere that we aren't at, a fellow Priority dealer will get you in the shop and get you triaged and back on the road if it's something that's keeping you from using your RV.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, right at the front of the line, just like you were here at Giant Recreation World.
That's right.
And we do it for their customers.
Yeah, we take care of them all the time here as well.
A common one in Florida is my air conditioner broke, and it's July, and it's 100 degrees, and me and my wife are going to die, and my kids.
Yeah.
So we get them in and triage them and get them done.
Comes very serious.
Yeah, but first on the list, we have this brand new 2023 Coachman Nova.
Woo,
here
we go.
That is a Class B.
Ooh, I like these.
That's a B van.
Yeah.
It's a 20C. It's in this particular, we have them in all locations, but this is a beautiful Class B.
I like these.
I think it's on a Dodge Ram chassis.
Yes, I think so. I would have believed
Not a Sprinter. It's not a diesel.
Nope.
It's it's a beautiful floor plan with it has your pilot and co-pilot chairs, your
That's
captain
right.
chairs that swivel. And then there's a removable table that goes between those, so you can utilize it while you're sitting there using it as part of your living area.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah,
very
convenient. It has a 7.3 cubic foot refrigerator, Ooh. has a microwave oven that's also convection
oven. Yeah,
yeah. It has a side wet bath,
yep.
so all the facility's all on one side. It's got a galley with a sink and a cooktop.
Yeah, makes it very nice.
Yeah. Very it's got a little jump seat in the back corners,
yeah.
and then on the very back is a big. It seats three people, a sofa
yep.
that lays down and makes a big bed.
Yeah,
but it has a table back there too, so you have two fixed tables, two jump seats. You got a shirt locker yeah. in there. You got all kinds of opportunities to make beds. And I believe also you can get, if you want, where the roof pops up and you can have like a loft up top.
Yes.
You know.
Give you that extra space up there. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a tent, kind of thing, like a
yeah.
Westphalia van.
They're very convenient in the sense of mileage per gallon. Things
oh, it's
that
very extra. Good. Yeah. They get really good mileage.
Very
you know?
Tight. Like, so you can drive it around in your camper,
yeah.
pull through a drive-thru.
20 miles to the gallon, 25.
Yep.
More than that if you're not going to, step on that mash on that gas.
Yeah, yeah.
But, the roofs are made for stuff to be put up there. So, if you have some, maybe a canoe or you have some whatever you call them. What is it?
Kayak.
That's
there it is. I'm watching.
A bicycle.
I'm
all
watching.
Kinds of stuff. It's,
yeah.
it's got all kinds of opportunities and potentials. But the list price on this bad boy is $185,409.
Yeah, yeah.
A sale price of $122,444. Thank you, Bartow.
Yeah, man.
$62,000 off MSRP.
Over $60,000 in savings. Beat that.
I heard at the Tampa Super Show, which is over.
Oh, yeah. There was a whole lot of people.
Class Bs were pretty hot.
So, yeah.
Again, folks, this van comes with a warranty forever at no cost to you.
That's right.
Priority RV Network. You can join our VIP camping club,
Come on, camp it.
All the services and all of our I just went through the last batch of customer replies from my little cards I send everybody.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Buys a new RV, and everybody is ecstatic with the process.
Good. Here we go.
So again, it's we know we're on the right track.
That's right.
So come and check us out,
Yeah, man.
Here, next, we've got a 2023 Tiffin Allegro Wayfarer.
Wayfarer.
25JW. That is a Sprinter chassis.
And you know what? It's actually 25 feet long.
It is, and it has slide room and stuff, so it's not technically a Class B. We call this a Class C.
Class C.
Diesel, because it's a diesel.
That's right.
Sprinter chassis, Mercedes diesel.
JW.
Yeah, so right in the middle of the coach is a walk-around queen bed.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's it also folds up. So
yeah.
It can also be a sofa.
Oh, well, I
basically, it's kind of like a Murphy bed situation.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't impede in the floor plan. However, it's quite usable and very comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a very nice mattress.
They get very spacious. I like these with the way the restrooms are set up.
Right. And this is a rear bath, not a wet bath.
Yeah.
So the whole rear of it is a bathroom. So you have a lavatory, you have a toilet, and then you have a separate walk-in shower.
Because there's nothing like standing on your toilet and taking a shower.
Well... sitting down and showering has its
has an advantage.
It has
right.
an advantage,
I'll give you that.
Especially with the little wand,
Get those hard-to-reach places.
There you go,
That's too funny. All right, so what do you got on price? Did we go over price on it?
Go ahead.
All right, we are list price, $215,736.
Uh-huh.
We are listed at the price on discount is $149,994. Over $65,000 in savings.
Let me tell you something. Being a quality Allegro product, the fit and finish in this bad boy is nicer than anything out there.
Yeah, it is luxury.
Yeah. Dripping in hardwood.
High.
Dripping in quality appointments.
Yeah.
And workmanship.
Yeah.
Those are all buzzwords.
Those are buzzwords. I was going to say, it was pretty good. So my daughter listened the other day. She gave me the approval. She laughed at a couple of the words. So we went over a couple of modern-day words in
yeah, sure.
episode back or two. Definitely check that out. And She was like the yeet. She thought that was so funny. It's like, I can't believe you're even saying that word. Like, yeah, we throw the yeet out.
You know, it's funny. I don't remember what that means anymore still.
It just means throwing something out. Like,
there you go.
Yeet. You threw it out. It's yeet. All right, keep going. Sorry, side check.
That's unbelievable. So, that's funny. Not to be outdone, how about the 2023 Coachman by Forest River Sports Coach? It's an SRS 354 QS, Class A diesel.
Quality sports coach.
It's a quad slide.
Quad slide.
Man, it's got four slides. It has four slides. It'll pull 10,000 pounds.
Well, I was going off the JW there. That one got me on the last one. Junior wing. Nothing. Has nothing. Coachman at least keeps it. You kind of go in line there.
Quad sometimes. Slide, sometimes. Know? But I know that one means quad slide.
Yeah, man.
So in this beautiful RV, Class A diesel pusher.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a full airbag, air ride suspension, air brakes. It's a turbo diesel. Has a lot of foot-pounds of torque. I'm not going to venture to tell you what they are because I could be wrong.
Yeah. But I can imagine this could pull a pretty nice sized trailer.
Absolutely. You know, and let me tell you, it's like I did say, the QS stands for quad slide. It has four slides.
Four slides.
And one of the slides encompasses about half of the length of the coach. So again, it's like three super slides plus one super duper slide. You know, how's that?
Yeah, that is.
Huh?
Super duper slide.
Yeah. So, the very rear, I'm going to go from back to front.
Okay.
The very absolute rear of it is a huge closet, almost a walk-in closet.
Yeah, man, it's full closet.
And then on the very corner of it is where your stackable washer and dryer go.
Oh, okay.
Or apartment size washer and dryer, which are very efficient and do a really good job.
Back.
You know?
Good travel there.
Yeah, it's perfect for an RV, really. It's got a king bed in the slide room. With cubbies on each side, so you can put a CPAP machine, and it's got power too.
That's impressive.
Or you can put a place for your alarm clock. Some people don't even think of that.
Yeah.
You know, my wife has these little teeny fans that we use in the RV.
Okay.
And she puts one of those in there.
Oh, you can plug all that stuff in there. That's
plug
a good
all
one.
Right up in there. It has USB ports, so all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and then directly across from that, in another slide, is basically the entertainment center.
Oh, that's nice.
Where you have overhead cabinetries, you've got dresser door bank, a bank of dresser doors. It's got a big LED TV,
That's pretty nice.
And then you in the middle of the coach, you got the bath, side bath. It's all in one together, but it's not a wet bath. This is a huge bath.
Huge bath.
The sink shower.
Look at that thing, man.
Yeah, and then you got the big refrigerator.
Full size.
That's a house refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a big pantry. It's got a microwave that's also a air fryer. There's also a, convection. It does it all.
Yeah. Fancy.
How's that? And then... induction cook stove, farm sink.
Yeah.
You all know what that means?
Everybody likes that.
You know what a
double.
Farm sink?
The double farm?
No, it's one big farm sink where you can put big pots and pans.
Big, deep.
Big and deep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so awesome. Got a full-size sofa that makes a bed. It's a sofa bed. It's got a dinette booth that makes a bed. It's got the
plenty of sleep.
It's got the passengers and driver's side captain chairs that turn around and make it part of the that big entertainment.
Yeah, it's got a nice swivel on it, sir.
And then over that is a power bunk that you can put down and your kids can sleep up there.
And more space up there.
So, yeah.
There you go.
This is a great coach.
And it's got a exterior LED TV.
Yes. They call it outside entertainment.
Outside entertainment.
Which also has the big LED TV, which is a perfect place to watch the game and eat shrimp on the barbie because it also has an outside kitchen. So you can, barbecue out there. If you want to know how to do that, refer to my video.
The hamburger cook-off.
The Great American Hamburger Cook-Off. And I'll show you how to utilize that outside kitchen.
That's right.
You know, but it has a refrigerator out there and a sink and...
That's fun.
A grill, you know.
But you can make breakfast while I watch some TV.
All
kids
that
are playing and that. It's cool. It's
hey,
cool.
The list price on this bad boy is $339,795. We have it on sale for under $200,000. That's almost $140,000.
Dang.
It's actually about $13 or whatever. It's less than $100 under.
Yeah, man.
$200,000.
Oh, that's something special there, man. That's a nice deal.
That's a great deal.
Heck yeah. That's fun. Take a ride. All right.
You can take this next one.
All right, here we go.
Spill all your thunder.
2024, the Forest River, 261 BHXL.
This is a Forest River Salem Cruise Light.
Now, am I safe to say that is a bunkhouse extra large?
Yes, it is a bunkhouse.
Well, here we go.
Yes. And guess what? It does not have a slide.
No slides.
Well, see, it's a 261 BHSXL. You know what's great about that? It weighs less.
Okay.
It's prone to have a whole lot less problems.
Oh, because of the no slide.
We still have purists out there.
Yeah.
Would prefer not having a slide.
Okay.
You know, because if you go on forums and all that without proper care and use, they can have problems.
Yeah, that's bad. So, people don't store it right. That's a big deal. We've done a couple episodes on your storage. Check that out.
That's right. Again, these are all helpful tips and tricks, but as you walk in the middle of the coach of this travel trailer, on your right is a custom king bed with a VersaTilt feature.
Ooh.
So it'll tilt up and you have storage underneath it.
Oh, that's nice.
But it's walk around, you know.
Oh, very nice.
Though it doesn't have a slide, and it has shirt closets on each side. It has some drawers under them. It has cubbies, like I told you, for all these extra goodies that I talked about. On the other side is a forward-facing sofa, so the sofa doesn't take up all that much room.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it also makes a J lounge, so it flips into a little bed.
Little hanging up.
And then you have a U-shaped dinette booth that also makes a bed.
Fancy.
Across from that is the basically your whole kitchen. So you have an oversized fridge, all the amenities you'd expect, overhead cabinetry, microwave, you know, convection.
Wow, man.
It has a corner bed, corner bath is what I like to call it.
All right.
And hey, we're running out of time.
We're almost there.
This is a great floor plan, and it's on sale. So get on our website and look at it.
Right. We're going to list all of these in the description. See you there.
Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever. GiantRecreationWorld.com.